Hello.
Hi there. I
Hi.
didn't know they were going to do that.
Yeah, one of my clients got me a Christmas gift. I'm sure you get them, right?
Not that often, actually.
It sort of bothers me because you know that you're not supposed to take gifts and this and that, but it was like
I
this.
think little gifts are fine. Like, I've gotten cookies and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
well,
I
with.
wouldn't accept something major.
Well, it wasn't a major thing, but what it was is it was a pair of earrings and a necklace that this little girl made out of beads.
Oh,
But
no,
it's really
definitely.
nice though. It's like these really cute silver like dangling sunflower earrings that she made with like a bead thing and like this necklace.
No,
And I
I
mean it's
think if kid clients make you
Well, it
things,
was a
that's
kid client, yeah.
fine.
But still, it was so nice. I felt so awkward. I'm like, you really shouldn't have done this. I said, but oh, it's so nice. Thank you. Because I didn't want her to feel bad. And then I told
Right.
her parents later, she really shouldn't have done this, but it's really nice. But because I get like really awkward, you know, with that. But it was really nice. Actually, there, I'll wear them next time she
No,
comes in
I've
to see
gotten
me.
gifts from kids. Like when I worked on the kid unit, they made me all sorts of things, and that's
Well, I
different.
think it's kind of unavoidable, but you know, some people make a big deal out of it, and I don't know how to handle
Yeah,
it.
no, I
And
think a big deal type of thing is bad.
oh yeah, no.
But I had one client who gave me earrings as a termination present, which ordinarily I wouldn't take.
Yeah.
But with her, like, there was nothing weird about, like, there was no interpersonal awkwardness kind of
Yeah.
thing. It was a real straightforward panic disorder thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is a little girl. She's actually my first therapy case with my new job. I've been working with her for 4 months. I
Oh,
work with
great.
her on self-esteem issues, and she, you know, we're seeing each other now every other week, and she really likes coming in, and we have this bond, and it was very sweet.
No, I
Very,
definitely
very
think it's
sweet, you
fine.
know? And especially because it's something she made, and, you know. So, anyway. But, so yes, I'm glad I did get to see a few people, but it's like this weather kills me though, because it's like my job depends on it the way my job is, and I've had so many
Right.
cancellations that I'm just like going crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's different. I mean, I was supposed to have one client today, and he didn't actually show up. I tried calling him, didn't hear from him. And it was just, and they started changing the bus routes and stuff, so we were just out of there. I mean, plus, except for clinical stuff, I can do a lot of work from home. And I had to like write a letter for a graduate stu for a student applying to graduate school. I can do that at home.
Well, I actually lucked out because I am supposed to do a neuropsych tomorrow, and I probably will be able to do it in the afternoon. It's supposed to be in the morning, and the mom's willing to come in. She's got a four-wheel drive truck, so I might be able to get that one done and not the other one, which was canceled. But I mean, if I end up staying home, I'm gonna watch soaps. I mean, well, actually, I'll probably work on my dissertation after I started working on that a few weeks
Oh,
ago. I
God.
want to get Pete off my back. I've got to write it up in manuscript
I
form.
have to do that too.
But,
I have so much stuff to do. I mailed off my licensing stuff.
Oh, cool.
So any time now, I should really start studying for
Yeah,
that.
I just talked to John from Toronto. He passed and everything.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
Yeah, so he
everyone
was.
who took it in October here passed.
Yeah, so he was psyched about that. Well, I got all my CE credits I need for the next 2 years. So
Congratulations.
that's all set. But I don't know, maybe I won't even be here in 2 more years. Who knows?
Huh?
Maybe I'll be in Guam.
Did I miss something crucial?
Well, I've been dating somebody.
From Guam?
No, somebody who's in the Navy.
Oh.
He's only going to be here another year and a half.
Oh. When did this start?
Well, I told you about the guy that I was like doing things with as friends, right?
Yeah.
In October? Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I mean, we were friends like for 2 months, and now it's kind of developed into he's my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really happy. He's a great guy. You know, you never know if it's the one after like 2 months, but I tell you, he's got more potential than anybody else I've dated. And it's really nice. So we'll see what happens.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm real happy though.
I still can't picture you moving to Guam.
No, that's a joke with my coworkers. I mean, that's, you know, there's certainly a big naval base there, but that's sort of a joke. Whenever I
But
get
do they
tired,
need psychologists?
no, whenever I get tired of my job, I'll say to
Oh.
Lucia, "Oh, I'm out of here in 2 years anyway. I'm going to Guam." Or I'm going to Sicily, or I'm going to Estonia. I'll just come up with these places that I know that there's baby bases
Yeah,
at.
you could always go to Bosnia, for example.
Sure, yeah. He won't be going there, luckily. He would never get called over. He's on the Navy bomb team. He's got to stay here and protect America.
Right.
So, but I talked to my sister today.
And
She might have Graves' disease. She's thrilled. You know, like
when
the.
did that? No, I know what it is. But she's, I
I
thought
guess.
that was like older people.
No, I guess a lot of young people get it. I guess for like the past you know, she's had symptoms off and on, but in the past month she's been tired. Her feet are cold as ice. She gets these, like, night sweats. Her throat's been killing her. She thought it was a sore throat. It's her thyroid. So they don't know. She might have to, like, do that atomic cocktail thing, that radioactive thing, and then take Synthroid. But she's bummed out because they've been wanting to have a baby, and she's been trying to get pregnant, and now she's going to have to prolong that. But I told her, I said, look at it this way.
Well, couldn't she postpone the treatment?
No, well, but she's feeling so shitty, you know? But thank God she's not pregnant now, because with this, she wouldn't be able to do the treatment or take medication for it. So she was just kind of bummed out.
How long does it last for?
Well, you know, some people, their thyroids come in and out, but if hers is totally inflamed, then probably what it would be that she has to go in for a scan is they would destroy it. That's like over a week process, and then after that they'd put her on, like, you know, Synthroid every day and get her regulated, and then that's fine. Then she should be okay.
What a pain.
Yeah. It's always something. So happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. I made potato pancakes earlier.
I sent you a card, right?
Yes.
Good.
I got it yesterday, actually.
Okay, good.
I, of course, haven't bought cards yet, so...
No, that's fine. I didn't even think I was going to get mine out.
Happening.
What?
So I'm guessing I won't be doing that.
That's fine. I didn't even think I was going to get mine out, but I had some time about a weekend ago, though. I have to finish all my Christmas shopping when I go home on Saturday. Actually, my sister's buying a lot of stuff for me, and then I'll just give her the money.
Yeah, I did shopping by catalog. I got stuff in the Syracuse Cultural Workers.
Uh-huh.
It's like peace calendars and that type of thing.
Oh,
I just bought that. That was it. Although last night I had to do my clinic shopping because we have our Christmas party tomorrow.
Mm.
And we split up. We have so many research assistants now. We have like 20 RAs, RAs and secretaries. So the whole faculty split them up.
Mm.
And then last night I had to buy them. Plus Lee, the newest person, defended her dissertation last week.
Mm.
So we had to get her a finishing present. So I went to the mall. I'm, like, totally stressing out.
Wow.
And then I ran into Marquita, who was doing her shopping. So we were like, yep, we're waiting till the last minute. But then it wasn't so bad because Marty today, when we carpooled back because he had taken a cab in and Lisa put the bus in. And I drove them back to Center City.
Mm-hmm.
And Marty's like, well, I have to go shopping now. What do you think Kevin will want?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt better.
Well, I for the neurologist I work with in her group, I bought her, like, an assortment of, like, cheeses and sausages and then an assortment of all these candies that I got, like, at a Sam's Club.
Right.
It's really nice. They like that a lot. And then secretary, one of the secretaries in one of the departments I work has, like, a little business called, like, Baskets Unlimited or something like that. She makes gift baskets.
Oh, cool.
So I bought one from her for my secretary with a couple.
That's a good person to know.
What?
That's a good person.
Oh,
to
I told
know.
Her I'm going
to
be her biggest customer this year because I can even give her the stuff and she'll put it in a basket. Like, I can buy the stuff and then give it to her and she'll arrange it. But I got my secretary this basket with, like, two really pretty poinsettia mugs and some coffee and some, like, biscotti and chocolate-covered spoons.